This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
Hi. What's up? Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Tried to call you back yesterday, but I never got you.
Oh.
Is there something you want to talk about?
Anything you want to talk about?
I don't know. You remember when you called me and I had to go to class? Yesterday?
Okay.
I tried to call you back, but you never answered. Was there something you were calling me about?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm having kind of a stressful night. I'm probably not going to be very good on the phone.
Oh, what's going on?
Mom is just worried about me getting out of here and killing myself. And she's calling the nurses and sending them down here. Calling me and crying.
Your mom sending nurses down here?
Down to my cottage.
Oh. Okay. So,
I just already had a rough time on the phone. I'm kind of...
Okay. I mean, I hear you say it's stressful. How do you feel about her doing that?
I don't know.
Does it feel good? Like knowing someone really cares about you? Feel bad, like she's taking advantage of the emotional information you're giving her?
Something similar to that, probably.
Yeah. Do you trust me?
I think so. Why? Why did you ask me that?
I wasn't sure. So I wanted to know.
And I trust you to tell me the truth. Or not tell me if you're not going to tell me.
I meant more in terms of, like, doing good for you versus doing you harm.
I don't know. You think?
What?
I don't know. I feel kind of confused.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to. The right thing.
Do you trust your mom?
No.
Do you trust Ted?
No.
You trust yourself?
No.
Trust Roger.
Roger.
Huh?
My boss. You're asking if I trust my boss?
Sure. Do you?
I mean, I don't think he's lying to me. I wouldn't get advice from him.
Yeah. really disappointed that you didn't trust me and appreciate what I explained to you about my conversation with your mom.
I don't know what you mean.
Like, I tried to explain to you that I calmly told her many times, you know, that I was preferring that to go through my attorney and that I had good, reasonable, logical reasons that it's not safe for me to be having direct conversations and just ridiculously ad nauseum with her using a lot of
very
right, fun.
I remember you saying that. I don't know why you think I don't trust you.
Well, because I was explaining that, like, when my voice got shaky, she got really, like, excited and seized on that to be like, oh, listen to yourself. Do you even hear yourself right now? Oh, listen to you. You're completely irrational. There's something wrong with you emotionally. And I was telling you, you know, it was like she was wanting me to cry so that she could then turn a finger and point and say it's my emotional whatever stopping me from being able to have a rational conversation about Dustin's living situation. And you defended her and said, oh, that's not what she was wanting to do, but like proof is in the pudding. She didn't say, I should have respected your boundary when you said you didn't want to talk about this. Proof is in the pudding. She decided to memorialize it in a text message that I had an emotional problem, and she merely asked. Not that she egged me on about it and degraded me and insulted me and talked down to me and tried to embarrass me and manipulate me for 20 minutes straight. But that she merely was just asking, and evidently I can't do that because of my problems. Like, you should be able to hear that that happened and understand that it really happened. Not that your mom was actually just, I mean, I get that she was wanting to work out where you could live, but it's not that she was wanting to work out where you could live and incidentally, I really did become overly emotional for no reason because I have problems. And that wasn't your mother's intent whatsoever. Like, you need to appreciate what actually happened.
I can only take your word for that, honey. I wasn't there.
You don't need... No, you don't need to talk to me like that, Dustin. Like that
sure
on its own
you
is
want from me.
To imply that you would have needed to hear the conversation. Like,
I'm that. Implying that.
You are. You're like, I can take your word for it. Like, you don't need to act like you're taking my word for it or need to figure out whose version of events is accurate. I know, but I'm saying you know your mother and you know me, and I should be able to tell you what happened one time.
When have I ever taken my mother's side over you? I would.
I'm telling you that when I explained that conversation to you, your response was to say, oh, she wasn't meaning to upset you, I'm sure, Aaron.
Sorry.
You were asking me to believe that her intentions were completely pure and that I actually became overly emotional about her simply asking a logistical question about Dustin's living situation. Like, you're participating in the abuse with her. when you gaslight me like that. Like, you know her, and you know me. You know what she means when she says, you can tell people whatever you want, but you and I both know what happened in this conversation.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry that she treated you that way, and I'm sorry you didn't feel supported. I have to go turn in my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to do that.
What?
Okay. All right. So,
what? You want to say something?
Is your feeling that you need more therapeutic care after this week?
I don't know that that's going to help me.
What are you feeling that you need?
I gotta go.
Do you feel like you know what your mom is planning?
Nope. No telling.
Are you scared of her?
I guess, but night. I think I know how to stay out of trouble.
What?
But I gotta go, honey. Unless she literally comes here and kidnaps me, I don't think she can.
You just had me pretty worried. Yes.
Ask me.
Oh, okay.
Unless I screw up or something, but I'm not going to. But I gotta go.
All right. Bye.